Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hey guys, I know we're all working so hard to stay fit and healthy at home. So check out my app. I have free daily 7-minute workouts. Download the app. It's Jillian Michaels Fitness app. Download it. Do the 7-minute workouts. You don't need any equipment. There's total body workouts, ab workouts, leg workouts. You get a new one every single day. And if you want more, obviously, there's a heck of a lot more in the app. There's over 1,000 different exercises. All of my DVD workouts are in the app. I can customize a workout for you in the app. There's freaking yoga, kickboxing, HIIT training, outdoor runs, bodyweight training, free weights. There are thousands of recipes, no matter what your diet preferences are. But at the very least, please do the 7-minute workouts for free. Okay, guys, welcome to the show. And I am super excited to remind you that we have Dr. William Leon for our month-long series that we've kind of pulled from his book, Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How the Body Can Heal Itself. Dr. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jill. Always a pleasure to be on.
And in case you guys have forgotten, Dr. Lee is a Harvard MD, Harvard researcher, New York Times bestseller, contributes to a bunch of shows that are far bigger and better than ours, but does me the kindness of coming on. And today we are going to be talking about cultural foods. Doc, why? And what does this mean? And what should we be thinking about when you say that? Like,
you know, Jill, when we first started having conversations about food and health and nutrition, and we started getting into some really cool stuff, and the cool stuff is that cultures for thousands of years, you know, have actually been using foods that they just build into their foods. It's not some, and they love it, and it's like really tasty stuff. So I thought, you know, like, you know, let's talk about the delicious stuff from different cultures that people can explore and discover because they're already part of like different types of cultural menus, and talk about some of the healthy things you can actually find in the foods from other cultures.
You know, Doc, I'm digressing a tiny bit, but I have a very close friend who's Chinese, and she's a health worker and a physical therapist and massage therapist. And we got in a conversation once about the way Chinese people eat and the way American people eat. And she said to me, you know, you Americans, you live to eat. In China, we eat to live. And I thought, right, how did we get so far off piste here in America? And then you hear about things like, oh, well, in the Indian people, they have turmeric in their diet. And then you brought up kombu when you were
healing me of COVID. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I come to find out that Japanese people consume kombu all the time. I mean, then you hear the Mediterranean diet is the healthiest in the world. Like, can we cherry pick these things? How did they discover their medicinal properties? What can we take from these things? And honestly, what should we leave of our own culture behind?
You know, I think that the main Main Street American diet, right? Burgers, fries, soda, you know, and you know, maybe a slice of lettuce into between the buns.
Like the genetically modified iceberg covered in chemicals. Yeah.
You know, like that actually came from really the 1950s. And it's not been that kind of a diet that's not very healthy hasn't been around for a long time. And all of us come from someplace else because, you know, very few people actually had their roots in North America. Right. I mean, the people that are around today. And so what's really amazing is you just look going back into the time machine for yourself and figure out, like, where did your ancestors come from? I guarantee you those ancestors were cooking from the playbook of hundreds, if not thousands of years. And by the way, we see them on restaurant menus. Right. You go to a Middle Eastern restaurant. You're looking at pomegranate seeds. You're looking at, you know, different kinds of spices. You go to a Mediterranean, you see dishes there that you don't see in a regular restaurant.
Grape leaves. When the hell do you eat grape leaves?
Great source of fiber. And, you know, what do you wrap in it? You wrap in raisins and pine nuts and things like that, right? So, and I like to cook. You know, and I love to actually explore these ingredients. So I thought, you know, we can talk about some interesting ingredients coming from different cultures you wouldn't know. I heard you like sushi. Is that you like Japanese food?
I love sushi, but now I'm like, oh God, is everything loaded with mercury? And you kind of like try to cherry pick your way around the menu. But then Japan is like one of the top places for centurions in the world, a la the Blue Zones. You know what I mean? So they're doing something right.
So here's the thing. When you sit down at a Japanese restaurant, you open the menu, you got your sushi, you got your rolls, then explore a little bit further and you'll see some of the other interesting things that are there. And you know, some of their dishes contain seaweed. You talk about kombu. There's a lot of different other kinds of seaweed in there that Japanese people... Now, seaweed contains something called a sulfated polysaccharide. It's kind of a natural it's not a sulfite. It's actually a natural substance. It actually kind of holds the seaweed together. And it turns out that those sulfated polysaccharides bind to viruses, and it prevents viruses from infecting us. And in fact, there's a research study that showed that this actually interferes with COVID binding to human cells as well. So pretty amazing stuff that you can actually find. Let's dive in more into the Japanese menu. So wasabi. Right. So most of the time when you go to a Japanese restaurant, you order your sushi, you get a little dollop of green. It's kind of like it's spicy. That's usually horseradish when you order it. If you get real wasabi, they bust out a root. OK, kind of looks like a turnip with little craters on the side. And they take it to a grater, like a cheese grater. And they just grate that thing down. And it tastes very similar to the green horseradish you get. By the way, real wasabi isn't green. It's actually kind of a white. It's like turnip. It doesn't look... The green is just food color.
I'm starting to think I'm getting fake wasabi at Nobu. I'm like, wait a minute.
You know, like when you go to Nobu, ask them for the real wasabi, and they will bust out the real stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll pay for it, but...
anyway, Doc. I mean, like, that feels ridiculous. Okay.
But here's the crazy thing. Research has shown that if you look at the natural chemicals that are in real wasabi, now, wasabi actually grows kind of like in running water, cold running water in the mountains of Japan, which is why you don't see it that often here, you know. But they've actually extracted that stuff. The stuff in real wasabi kills breast cancer cells, colon cancer cells, prostate cancer cells. Amazing, right? And so again, food as medicine. The research is being done right now. I mean, you wouldn't substitute a real treatment for this, but it just goes to show you how the foods that you choose can contribute to what your body has put into it that can actually help fight disease and help to restore health. So that's an example within the Japanese repertoire.
Right.
Seaweed, wasabi, shiitake mushrooms. You know, there's all kinds of things that are not fish that are really great. Oh, tofu as well. Another soy edamame.
See, Doc, I hate soy. I always thought soy is genetically engineered, heavily sprayed, makes your estrogen nuts, boosts omega-6. I've always been like, stay the hell away from soy unless it's organic and fermented.
That's right. So what you do when you want to look at cultural foods, there are like hundreds of different versions of soy foods, different kinds of fermented, different kinds of sauces. You know, like if you've ever been on a trip to Asia, you'll realize that half the stuff is soy-based and none of it is coming out of, you know, the big industrial fields.
Right. It's like miso, fermented, organic.
Family grown.
Right. Okay.
You know? And so that's an example of a fine. Have you ever heard of bitter melon?
Nope.
If you go to an Asian grocery store, you know, Asian store, you find them in almost every big city, and you go to the refrigerated section where they have produce and vegetables and stuff like that, you'll see this kind of light green slices of melon. They're big. They're kind of like a big slice of watermelon, except that it's white flesh, and they usually wrap them up in plastic because the melon itself is huge. This is called bitter melon. And if you ate it just sort of raw, like a watermelon, it would be pretty bitter.
You told me bitter. I remember you said bitter means it's usually got a lot of stuff that's good for you in it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's bitter. But if you actually cook it down into a soup, it'll actually mellow out the bitterness. It helps digestion. And it also, it's got these health benefits. It lowers your cholesterol. And so you'll see ways of actually that they cook bitter melon, they chop it up and they stir fry it. They can cook it into a soup. Those are all ways of actually using Mother Nature. Now let's just switch from Asia over to Europe, right? And so there's some really interesting European foods.
In
Italy.
Oh, okay, so we're going Mediterranean then. Because France is cheese and wine. What do we do there?
Well, okay. So
I love that diet, but it can't be great.
So you mentioned the Blue Zones, which, you know, a lot of people have heard about. But, you know, Blue Zones are five places around the world where people regularly live older than 100 and in good shape. And one of those places is in Sardinia, which is an island off of the west coast of Italy. And one of the specialties in Sardinia is, guess what? It's something called Botarga. I don't know if you've ever heard of Botarga.
Yes. It's in Terma Salata. It's fish eggs, isn't it, Doc?
Exactly. So basically they take the Italians, they catch a gray mullet. It's a kind of seafood. And they harvest the eggs and they dry them. And they're naturally salty because they're from the ocean. And the Botarga is dried gray mullet eggs. And unlike caviar, which is, you know, a tiny little tin and all that kind of stuff, what you do with the dried ones, you shave it like Parmesan cheese on top of your pasta. And you get this incredible explosion of seafood flavor, but it's got healthy marine omega-3 fatty acids. So for people who don't want, like, cod liver oil, have some Sardinian Botarga shaved onto your pasta or onto a slice of sourdough bread or something like that. It's amazing taste.
So, Doc, when we say, oh, the Mediterranean diet is the healthiest in the world, is that just because somebody wrote a book? I mean, because what about the Indian diet? They've got turmeric and saffron, and they're predominantly vegetarian in northern India. Does that not create nutrient deficiencies?
Almost every culture has their treasure chest of healthy foods. You know, food from Southeast Asia, filled with treasures, including spices like chilies and curries and these other types of things that are present in coriander in their foods almost every single day, that almost everything they cook will have some version of that. Even Latin America, you know, like we don't tend to hear so much about what people are eating in Bolivia and Brazil and Peru. But did you know that the purple potato, you know, comes from...
I saw this on your Instagram.
Peru.
And I went and bought a bunch of purple potatoes.
And purple potatoes, actually, the purple comes from a natural dye, and that dye kills colon cancer stem cells.
Wow.
And here's a crazy thing about the purple potato. The longer you store them, the more concentrated that power is, that natural chemical is. So, like, going out even 4 or 6 months, you'd think that it would degrade, right?
Right. Of course. It would oxidize, just like fruit on the counter.
This actually gets more potent.
Wow.
It probably the water content comes out of it, potato, so it gets more concentrated.
Wow.
Color gets deeper. And if you've ever cut a purple potato and just looked at it, it's just so beautiful.
Doc, all of this is in your book, though, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's
right.
All my book.
I know this. Guys, all of this, I actually know the answer to that. So all of this is actually in the book. So if you're thinking to yourself, I want to know what other foods kill colon cancer stem cells, breast cancer stem cells, that's all in Dr. Lee's book, Eat to Beat Disease. Dr. Lee, I know I have you for a finite period of time, but I'm thinking to myself, all right, I don't know how to cook like I'm from India, or I don't know how to make sushi like I'm from Japan, or I don't know how to... But then we tend to think, oh, if we go to restaurants, the food's all going to be crap. How would you recommend ordering from places? Is there a strategy? Should we buy a cookbook? Like, you know, because I don't get the pasta at the Greek place because I'm like, oh, man, that's going to have a pound of butter in it. But it does have Bataga. I mean, should I just say, hey, yo, easy on the butter?
Well, so this is what I did in my book, Eat to Beat Disease. I put a table at the end of the book that's got 200 plus foods. All have been vetted for having health-boosting properties. And, you know, what I encourage people to do at the very beginning is take a picture with your cell phone of these tables. When you go to a restaurant, flip open the picture, the photo section, and see if it matches one of these healthy foods, and start with the healthy stuff. Focus on that. You know, a lot of people go to restaurants, and they look at what's the animal protein or what's the main thing I want to build. I always try to build my meal around something I recognize to be healthy. So that's a quick cheat, kind of like a quick hack, is to take a picture of the healthy stuff and start to order that stuff. Now, if you're not comfortable going out yet to go to eat, the habits because it's COVID, you know what? Now you can actually take that and go to the market to go pick some healthy food to bring it home. So you said, well, what if I don't know how to cook? That's the great thing about these recipe sites. Go to your Epicurious, go to your, you know, go on Google and search up an ingredient like fresh wasabi and type up recipe, okay? Mm. And you'll see all these choices that'll come up. And then find one that you like. And, you know, even kids do this now because they're into like cooking shows.
Yeah, my son is.
Click on video. So wasabi, recipe, video, and now someone will show you how to do it. So it doesn't get any easier now than it, you know, like when we were kids, you want to try to learn how to cook, you know, you had like
the book and all that kind of stuff.
Now you just got to sit there and like someone will take you through it step by step.
Yeah. Doc, you're amazing. I cannot thank you enough. And I'm super excited. I'm now going to know, but I'm going to be like, give me the real wasabi. That's green. I'm going to be sad. So mad. I've learned so much again today. Pissed off about my Nobu order. All right. Dr. William Lee, you guys, Eat to Beat Disease, the new science of how your body can heal itself. You can also go to drwilliamlee.com, drwilliamlee.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Go to his Instagram. That's where I recently was like, oh my God, right, the purple potato. Went out and bought a bunch of purple potatoes. Get all of this information and start incorporating it. It's not hard. Little bite-sized pieces of information every single day that he's giving, but by all means, please get the book. Dr. Lee, you've been amazing. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you next week. Who doesn't wish there was an easier way to eat healthy? One that doesn't involve hours of cooking, cleaning, and meal prep, not to mention a painful trip to the grocery store during Corona. Well, Factor is a hassle-free way to eat healthy. Factor delivers chef-made, dietitian-designed dishes to your door, and every meal arrives fully prepared, never frozen, and team, they're delicious. The lemon rosemary chicken had baby carrots and cauliflower rice. All I had to do was heat it up. It took 2 minutes. You simply select your weekly meals using the Factor app and leave the rest to them. Plus, they never charge for delivery. They've made it super easy. And right now, Factor is offering my listeners $60 off over your first 2 weeks. Just go to factor75.com, pick your meals, and use the code Jillian at checkout to claim this limited time offer. That's factor75.com, promo code Jillian, factor75.com, Factor, healthy eating made easy. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Schminder.
Yes, I'm here.
So, listen to this. I learned something new. You'd think that I would do a better job and get like some sort of doctor who specializes in this on the show. Instead, I like learn about it, ask the doctor, and then repeat it very badly to you guys. But I thought this was fascinating, so I encourage you to do a little homework on the subject matter. Do you know why your hair is turning gray?
I really don't.
Come on.
Well, it started in college, so I'd say stress.
Part of it, okay. You think it's stress, but that's not actually like why it's turning gray. And yes, genetics play a role. But listen to this. Your hair whitens because of hydrogen peroxide. Is this crazy? So in young people, so H2O2 is hydrogen peroxide, right? So in young people, it's easily broken down into O2 and H2O. Mm. But as we get older, the breakdown process of H2O2 is less effective, and so H2O2 builds up in the hair follicle.
Where does it come from?
I mean, it's just hydrogen and oxygen, right? So it's essentially building up in the body, but we break these things down. Right. Now, you get an inhibition of the synthesis of the color pigment melanin, which gives our hair color, right? So by increasing your ability to break down H2O2, you can delay hair whitening.
But you can't reverse it?
No. No, it doesn't seem
All right, next subject.
But wait. So listen to this. Hold on, though. We can slow it. So, all right. One of the things that helps to break down H2O2 is an enzyme called catalase. Okay? So then I was like, all right. Well, where do we find catalase? Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
Foods rich in the enzyme catalase are, a few examples, almonds, broccoli, kale, sweet potato, cabbage, and garlic. So that's one thing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's another enzyme that also converts H2O2 into water, right, breaks it down. Is glutathione peroxidase. Glutathione's also good for a host of other things. Like, these things also have a host of benefits. But if you're like, oh, I'm prematurely gray, because actually Heidi has always been prematurely gray. I mean, she was gray when I met her at like 29. And I looked at my son's head, and there's like 6 gray hairs on there. And I was like, what have you done to my child?
Wow.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, this is nuts. Which, I mean, you know, He's 8. So,
wow.
So glutathione, right? So hold on. Foods rich in glutathione. I mean, honestly, a whey protein powder. A grass-fed whey is going to be high in glutathione. You can also find glutathione in cruciferous vegetables. Listen to this. The pulpy area of the watermelon near the rind. Remember that?
I remember that.
Eat the
just
peels
a week
of the
ago.
Rind. Dig in, my small friend. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Insane.
Yes. Glutathione. Okay. Another one is you want to lower your homocysteine levels. And this means you need to have higher levels of folic acid, right? So, honestly, folic acid is a tricky supplement. I don't know. There's a lot of conversations about bioavailability of these synthetic vitamins, right? So when I got my blood work done this year, once again, came back deficient in D, shocker, but also came back deficient in folic acid, which is really weird. So I take a ton of vitamins, in particular, a greens powder, which has all the leafy greens like cabbage, kale, spring green, spinach, all that stuff, which is where you'll find folic acid, but also, again, back to the cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Chickpeas, I do hummus. Add kidney beans to a salad. Another great way to get folic acid, because that's going to lower homocysteine, which is one of the things that can increase the bleaching component, the H2O2, in the hair. I do have one more for you. I don't know how effective this may or may not be, but arguably it is possible to restore melanogenesis, which is the pigmenting of the hair cells, but it's something called lactoferrin peptides. Yeah, so you can find them in kefir. Yeah, so this is going to be part of my magic smoothie I talked about. Kefir, right? Kefir is going to be in our smoothie. But those are some of the things that you can do to slow down the graying of hair.
Well, I better double up on that dose.
It's kind of fascinating, though, isn't it? Like, yes, genetics play a part. And yes, stress plays a part, but that's what's actually happening.
Right.
Like, it's not stress that's doing it. It might be stress inhibiting your ability to break down H2O2.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, or disrupt. Like, even if you think of it from I always look at it from a translational perspective, right? So, for example, we need these nutrients to effectively break down H2O2. Well, if we're stressed, we know it screws up our microbiome. Well, our microbiome, in many cases, is what breaks food down and allows us to get these phytonutrients from the gut into the body, right? So even if your microbiome is screwed up, then you might not be able to get the nutrients even when you eat them. They're not as bioavailable. Like, I go all the way down the rabbit hole.
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, if you start to piece together all these different things that you read, it's kind of hard not to, because you know that, I can't break down the nutrients from these cocoa nibs unless I have this particular bacteria. And, you know, where else does that go? So ultimately, this is what's happening. You've got the buildup of hydrogen peroxide in that hair follicle, and your ability to break down the hydrogen peroxide has been compromised. It could be age, it could be stress, it could be nutrition, but it's not stress. Oh, I'm stressed.
Right.
I'm now it's what is stress doing in the body that might compromise your ability to get the nutrients to break it down, to improve your melanogenesis, to pigment the hair follicle. But this is where, you know, when people say things like, "Oh, I'm obese and I'm healthy," I think to myself, like, what do you think you actually know about that? You know what I mean? Like, are you thinking like, oh, my cholesterol level's good and my blood sugar's not bad, I'm not type 2 diabetic. But do you know what it's doing to your microbiome? Do you know how your microbiome is affecting everything from the graying of your hair or your ability to absorb other nutrients for immunity and longevity? And like, you got to go down the rabbit hole. These things are all connected. Nothing exists in a vacuum in your body. It's like a symphony, right? Everything is supposed to work together. So anyway, that's it. That's all. Gray hair, Cindy. Gray hair. Team, if you need a little motivation for your next workout, why not get a pair of Sweaty Betty power leggings? Mine fit amazing. They're super comfortable, and you should check them out because no other athletic brand can compete with the Sweaty Betty power leggings. Expertly placed seams and squat-tested compression fabric that physically give your booty instant peach emoji status. Quick drying and pocket-equipped, these leggings are high-waisted performers, team. Take their quiz at sweatybuddy.com to find your perfect style and choose from a wide selection of strategically cut patterns. Now through November 1st, get 20% off your entire purchase when you visit sweatybuddy.com/Jillian. I mean, this is the best offer Sweaty Betty has available anywhere because you deserve to look amazing before, during, and after you work out. Get 20% off your entire purchase at sweatybetty.com/Jillian only until November 1st. That's sweatybetty.com, sweatybetty.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, so I wanted to do a segment on recovery. Recovery from workouts, right? Now, you guys know that I program recovery into my workout programs, and I do it as follows. So there's literal resting recovery, right? Which means time off, nada, zippo, zero, zilch, nothing. Recovery, resting recovery. And that means you're just not training those muscles. So I program them with muscle splits. So in other words, I can get you to work out 5 days a week, 6 days a week, but I only want to work your actual muscles intensely twice a week, and I want at least 2 days of recovery where they're not working that hard in between training days. Now, there's some crossover with glutes and abs, and here's why. Because I train muscles by function. So for example, we do muscles that push Monday, Thursday, muscles that pull Tuesday, Friday. You may have noticed this if you've ever done a workout program with me. And that allows me to say, well, I did chest, shoulders, triceps, all have a push function, right? I did them on Monday. So now I'm going to do pull function on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe I'll take off. Maybe I'll do a light cardio day or a quote active recovery day, which I'll get to in a minute. But I'm not going to work chest, shoulders, and triceps Tuesday or Wednesday. So if I do pull-ups or I do rows or things of that nature, I'm using my back and my biceps, right? So I utilize muscle splits, training splits, to incorporate recovery into my training regimen. And I also program recovery days, flat out rest days, where you do nothing. There's at least one of those in every program I create weekly, if not two. So moving on from there, okay, we've talked about that's important. What is exercise? Exercise is stress. Perfect. The body then goes in and it adapts to the stress. But in order for it to do that, we've got to have the recovery time, right? The time for the body to heal. So then we've got to look at why are you sore after some intense workouts? It's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And there are differing theories on this. I know this sounds crazy because it's 2020. You could literally read different theories on this, but the reality is here's what is true. When you're super sore, you've got a micro injury, a little micro tear. So the body then goes in and it heals, repairs, recovers, and the soreness should go away. If you've got a more than a tiny microscopic tear, you now potentially have an injury that could go a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, hence the concept of overdoing it, right? It takes a lot longer to heal because it's not a micro tear. It's bigger than that. So, all right. These little micro tears sore for 2 to 3 days, it's fine, but you don't want to go back in and hammer that muscle. It needs to recover, right? Now you have something called active recovery. So what does active recovery look like? Well, it's everything you might have heard of from compression sleeves, ice baths, infrared saunas, massage, foam rolling, massage guns. Very, very different than resting recovery. So why does this matter? You might see like a lot of athletes in compression sleeves or taking ice baths after a hard workout. Why do they care, right? Like, what is the idea of accelerating their recovery? Why are athletes so intense about recovery? Well, because the quicker they recover, the quicker they can get back to working hard, right? So it's like, if I recover the body quickly, I can train again hard tomorrow. I can train again hard the next day. Now, I have some personal differences of opinion on some of it. So looking at something like icing, what's that gonna do? Well, icing is great if you have an injury, right? Because we don't want this hyperinflammation. But the inflammatory process is a necessary process to heal. In fact, without your body going through its natural inflammatory process, you can't heal from a common cold. You can't recover from a common cold. It's when inflammation gets out of control, right? And you've even seen this with COVID, when the body has these cytokine storms where it overreacts and releases too many inflammatory proteins. And then those things start attacking your own body, right? These autoimmune conditions are often like they're inflammatory conditions where your body is having an overreaction with its inflammatory response. So the only time, and again, this is becoming more and more debatable amongst doctors, whether it's sports medicine or even if you have a cosmetic procedure and they're like, nah, I don't think you want to ice your face, which is really kind of crazy, completely new science, right? Like I had a friend who had a nose job and he was like, yeah, no ice. Wow. And I was like, no ice on your face? Really? And she's like, he says no ice. I was like, how? Your face is going to explode. And she's like, he says it's, but if you think about it, right? I've told people for years, hey, don't take NSAIDs. NSAIDs are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because, A, they're really bad for the liver, but they inhibit your body's ability to heal, to do what it does, right? To create its inflammatory response and heal. If you have an injury, you've rolled your ankle, you've broken a bone, they'll say rest, ice, compression. But now they're starting to say no ice because they think it impairs your ability to heal faster, even though you might have less swelling. So this one is really kind of up in the air, right? These ice baths or putting ice packs on after you train, because the question is, do you want the body to go through its natural process, right? If you were to ice at all, it would happen only right after the workout. Because after that workout is done, you want to actually increase circulation. That's going to be the most important part of your active recovery, is increasing circulation. So when we look at what's happening with the muscle, right? Why is it so sore? You've also got this concept of, it's called the sliding filament theory. Essentially, how your muscles work is you've got these fibers that slide against each other, right? So when you warm up, there's going to be less friction. You've got better circulation. Hence the reason you're less inclined to being injured, because the muscles are gliding, sliding, moving against each other with less friction. They're going to be more flexible for those reasons, right? Hmm. Like, what is a muscle knot? Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Right. Well, it's this chink in the fibers, so to speak. So we want to warm it up, get it moving, get the blood circulating, right? So the muscles are gliding more efficiently. Hydration, right, is going to help the muscles glide more efficiently. It's going to boost your blood volume, which is going to circulate nutrients and oxygen to the muscles to help them heal and repair. So icing is heavily debatable.
Wow.
Now, compression, if you're getting any kind of edema or swelling, but it's gonna depend. Like, if you're morbidly obese, yes, then compression will help keep the fluids in the blood circulating. But if you're not, I don't use compression sleeves. I mean, maybe if you're some sort of a power lifter, you know, but if you're morbidly obese, then yes, if you get this crazy edema and swelling and overactive inflammatory response, and you'll believe me, you'll know it, right? You'll be completely swollen. Then yes, you can use compression sleeves to get the circulation moving in the way that you're thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna keep it from swelling. But in essence, it's like it's keeping the fluid from pooling. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
I'm picturing it, but yeah.
What is going to be some of the most effective forms of active recovery across the board? Well, we want, again, circulation, right? Blood flow. We want to get nutrients and all of those little cells that your body sends in with its inflammatory response to rebuild and repair muscle, bone, etc. We need that goes through the blood. So we want the blood volume up. So hydration is an active form of recovery, right? We want heat. So an infrared sauna has been shown in several studies to improve the circulation. Also, dynamic stretching, walking, biking, light cardio, because what's it doing, right? We're getting the blood circulating,
yeah,
right? So it's heating up the muscles in the body, and it's allowing the muscles to glide with less friction. And I mean, what else do you've got? You've got massage, foam rolling, and they also, so this does something a little bit different, right? So massage or foam rolling or potentially the massage guns help to stimulate something called mitochondrial biogenesis, which essentially is the production of mitochondria. Now, these tiny little powerhouses are located in the cells, and they convert glucose into energy, which is necessary for cell function and muscle repair. So not only is it helping this sort of sliding filament theory of, oh, all right, we're warming the muscles, we're breaking up any knots in the fibers, we're allowing them to glide more efficiently, we're helping to improve lymphatic circulation as well, keeping the fluids in the body going, but it helps, again, there have been multiple studies that show it improves mitochondrial biogenesis, which essentially allows the cells to do their job and repair the body. So while rest is critical, right? Sleep, off days, rest days, active recovery is also a really important component. And the most effective, that's why you'll notice that I almost always will have a cardio day. Now, if I'm trying to get weight off you, then you've got like a HIIT day on Wednesday and it's hardcore. But you can always put in low intensity cardio on your off days. So if we're training intensely, right, your muscles twice a week with 2 days of rest, that's gonna be 4 sessions. Monday, Thursday, pull or push, doesn't matter. Tuesday, Friday, pull or push, as long as it's one or the other. 4 hard days, no more than that in a week, with 2 days of rest and recovery in between training that muscle again, with minimal crossover of glutes and abs because their function can cross over a bit, right? They can be involved in pushing and pulling. So, okay, but when you're actively recovering, a walk, a bike ride, low intensity cardio, a massage, foam rolling, a massage gun potentially, continuing to boost your hydration. Infrared saunas aren't cheap, but if you have access to one, potentially an infrared sauna can help accelerate and improve your body's ability to adapt to the stress, right? The injuries created during the workout, which improves your results over time more quickly and helps you prevent injury and gets you back into your next workout firing on all cylinders because you've healed more quickly. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to go work out so I can go recover.
Yeah.